you can call me the bus driver, because I'm taking everybody to school.
It's the Rental Stop post-game power down.
Joe, who do we have with us in the dugout in our broadcast studio tonight, Joe?
Man, we got Double Eight, Nadia Taylor, and of course, Brianna Cherry. Nadia, three base hits, but that third one was the big one. Tell me what you saw there at the plate as you won the game here for the Chargers tonight.
My game plan and all my teammates' game plan was to sit on the change. And, you know, I stayed disciplined, and I just wanted to shoot it up the middle so that we could finish the game.
Yeah, it seemed like Wyman there was keeping you guys a little off balance, but you were able to sit back there and drive the ball through the infield. You guys are 6-7. This is the first year you guys are playing in the MPF. But it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, we're working hard, and I think, you know, Coach did a great job our week starting up of setting the tone and setting expectations. And, I mean, the talk in the locker room is huge because we want to win. We're young, but we want to compete. We want to be in Hoover in August.
That's what's up, and I like the attitude there. Brianna.
Hi.
Girl, I mean, 3-for-5. You were a triple away from the cycle. Great game today. Just talk about it. Your journey from making a team out of 31 people, and now you had 3 base hits on the night. Great game.
I mean, it's a process no matter what it is. I mean, going from the tryouts and stuff, it's a process every single day. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be trials, and I know I've had my share, and I know I've had my, you know, downfalls, but I mean, heck, my motive was to just go up there and see the ball hit the ball. That's what I've heard the past 2 weeks. And I finally put it in motion these past couple of days, and it proved to be successful for the team, and I couldn't be happier.
And we got to ask you this question because another teammate stepped up really well tonight, and that's number 8, Kyocho. I mean, she come out there, she smoked that ball. What is it like being with her on the team? Because y'all both played last year on 2 different teams. Is that right? What team did you play
for? I played for the Akron Racers.
No, we both played for the Akron Racers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so how is it different being with this team? And then going back to Kyocho because she's been in the league now for 6 years.
Yeah, I think Q is a great leader, and I think she's seen a lot and she knows a lot. She's a veteran, so she knows a lot of these pitchers, and I think she brings a lot to the table. So having somebody like that on our team is definitely a plus.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely brings the game to a different perspective, and also for us, she just gives that insight for us. And, you know, it is our second year, but she just is that, like, that little that, you know, that person in the background is like, hey, look for this, look for that, maybe you should try this, that, and the other. And it's just so great to have someone who is, you know, so knowledgeable, and also someone who is on your level as well.
You know, one thing I noticed about y'all's teammates, y'all seem like one big happy family. Y'all hadn't even known each other 30 days.
I mean, the thing is you think about it, we got one common goal, and that's to, you know, set precedence for the Charge. We want to start it off, you know, well and finish well. So I think everybody's on one accord for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to make, you know, make a name for ourselves, but also, you know, establish ourselves as a community within ourselves. You know, we're not trying to, you know, step over anybody or step on anybody's toes or nothing. We're trying to get what we got together, and we're trying to move forward with everybody on the same page.
Well, it's amazing. The great comeback win on tonight, and it's just so exciting. Young ladies from both the South, from Louisiana and Mississippi, but played softball and volleyball in Louisiana as well. So, and how important is it to be with Coach McFalls and the things that you guys have seen in this game? Could you talk about Coach McFalls?
Playing with her for, you know, 2 years, I think that, you know, she brings a different light to the tunnel. I think that she's one of those coaches who's going to let you play, and she's going to then make adjustments. She's not going to demand. She's going to demand excellence, but she's not going to demand that you do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. She's going to let you work in what you have.
Yeah, and she's definitely come through with us. And I mean, day in, day out, you know, whether we win or lose, it's always, I have faith in you no matter what. We got this no matter what, whether it's win or lose. You know, you go out there 100% all out, whether you know, you give your 100%, I'm happy. You know, and that's what we're striving to do, whether it's win or lose, because we know either way, whether we win or lose, we got to go back to the drawing board and get better so we can be in Hoover in August.
Last question. We got to talk about the pitching. Can't forget about Vanessa Stokes. She started off this game tonight. But then the MVP, Lauren Hager, wasn't she outstanding tonight?
Yeah, Lauren, you know, she brings a different mindset, and I think that, you know, she's a national champion, so she knows what, and she knows how to win.
Yeah. She does. And, I mean, I got to give it to Vanessa for coming in, you know, for the beginning and taking care of business. And, I mean, you know, it is nothing but, you know, a part of our team for, you know, Lauren to come through and to be able to, you know, take that on her shoulders and, you know, come through with a win for us. And I mean, like she said, Lauren, she knows how to win. She knows what it takes to win, and I'm glad I got her on my side.
Well, I just want to tell you, ladies, the great thing is we have the cameras over there. Even the world didn't get a chance to really see it tonight, but they did see it. And we rebroadcast the games on KMAC Sports. So y'all be sure to go online, tell your family and friends that they can watch this, because this is so important for ladies to continue, because your careers could have been over mm-hmm. with college. But here you are getting life and getting paid to play the game that you love. Yep.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a blessing, and it's awesome to be able to come from the college, you know, college level and be able to perform with such amazing athletes. And I mean, heck, it's just a benefit to be able to get paid to do what you love. So we come out here, you know, it's not about the money, but it's definitely about what you put on the field and how you present yourself as a woman in sports.
All right, so we had Nadia Taylor, game walk-off RBI, 3-for-5 on the night, and then Cherry, 3-for-4, a triple away from the cycle. We appreciate you guys being on the show. Our players of the game, the Charge, 3 home runs. Cherry, Kyocho, Thom, going large, 6-to-5. Not only do they win the game, they win the series. They move to 6-and-7. Cedric Bailey, she's just said it. She said, we're trying to go to Hoover. Right now, they are in position to go to Hoover, sitting in third place.
You have been listening to Dallas Charge Professional Fast Pitch Softball on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. Video streamed on KMAC Sports. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this material without the express written consent from the Dallas Charge, Bailey Broadcasting Incorporated, and Bright A Media Group, LLC is prohibited. You can follow us on Twitter at BGC Sports 1 and on Facebook at BGC Sports Network and at our website, bgcsports.net. The Big Game Christian Sports Network is a product of Bailey Broadcasting Incorporated and Bright A Media Group, LLC, encouraging the world through innovative media. From Cedric Bailey, Charles Boyd, Joe Walker, Natalie Hicks, Dave Michael, Gordon Jackson, Donnell Ware, and in memory of our friends and comrades, James Curly Moore and Willie, Mr. Will Martin. Remember, you are blessed because God cares for